Candy Taylor is the new director of the Mid-America All-Indian Museum in Wichita. She's excited about helping visitors learn more about Native American history and culture, as she did while exploring her own family's roots. Carla Eccles has more for this edition of In the Mix.
Millie Durgan, Candy's great-great-grandmother, was born Irish. Kiowa warriors raided her family's ranch in Texas when she was a toddler.
They knew that the raids were happening along the creek, and they had received word that the natives were coming.
The men had left on horseback and covered wagons to get supplies.
So it was the women and children that were left on the ranch when this happened.
Millie's mom tried to hide her in a box under the bed, but the flames from the fire brought Millie out.
By the time she got to the porch, my great-great-great-grandfather saw her, and there was something about her eyes that he connected with. So he picked her up to protect her and decided to take her back to what was reservation land in Southwest Oklahoma, the Lawton Fort Sill area, and raised her as his own.
This story and others were part of research in the making of the 1956 Western movie, The Searchers, starring John Wayne.
Caddos are Kiowas, huh? Ain't but one tribe uses a lance like that.
Millie Durgan also had an older sister, and she was returned, but Millie was not, and she was living the life of a Kiowa child.
A Kiowa child with light skin.
Whenever her family would go like into town, they would put dirt on her face to make her look a little bit darker to protect her.
Millie did not know English and learned all the customs from her new parents, who did not have children.
Now, there are other stories, Native stories out there of, you know, children that were captured, and they weren't treated very well, but that was not the case for her. Her adopted father was somebody with some prestige within the tribe. He was one of the bravest warriors in the tribe. He came from the most prestigious warrior society. And so she had the best of everything, you know, the best of clothing. They brought her up to be a Kiowa warrior's wife, which is what all young girls were trained to do.
Some believe that Millie Durgan had been killed.
But that wasn't the case. She had went on to have a long life, bore several children, and, you know, she converted to Christianity, and she said a lot of prayer for our family.
Millie was immersed in the culture. She was treated like a Kiowa Indian.
And it wasn't until she was in her late 60s that the full story got out of who she really was.
Millie Durgan died in 1934. There's a historic marker about her life on the highway near Mountain View, Oklahoma, where she's buried.
History, it's not always pretty, but it is what it is. And we never lose sight of where we came from. We never lose sight of her story. And we're grateful that she played a large role in shaping us as a family and who we are today.
Carla Eccles brings us thoughtful stories about our community every month on In the Mix.